This morning our scripture reading comes from Psalm 67. God be gracious to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known on the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the peoples with uprightness and guide the nations of the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its produce. God, our God, blesses us. God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may fear him. The word of the Lord.
God bless every one of you who sang the descant on Praise to the Lord the Almighty, because you thrilled all the rest of us. I'm going to give you a three-point meditation this morning. I've never done this before, but I thought that now I'm getting old and creaky, I ought to do it at least once. Sometime in the last 30 years, North Americans began a habit of expressing their approval by simply saying, yes. Actually, they don't just say yes, they exclaim it. Your team kicks a winning goal, yes. Your professor approves of your paper, yes. Your spouse graduates from cooking school, yes. In the Bible, praise is the long way of saying yes. Believers know that God is great, they know that God is good, and they want to say so. But sometimes saying so doesn't seem to be quite enough. Praise has to have this upsurge of enthusiasm in it. And so when God redeems Israel out of Egypt, Moses and Miriam want to sing their praise. And the reason it is, of course, that enthusiasm makes you want to raise your voice. Enthusiasm is always looking for a tune. And so the Psalms are songs. The Psalter is the church's songbook. Of course, some of the Psalms are laments, and they've got a raised voice behind them too, because when we lament injustice, we want to cry to the Lord. But almost all the laments resolve in praise, and they do so because the word of praise is not only the first word of faith, but also the last one. It may seem that God has gone off duty. It may seem as if God has moved and not left an address. But the person of faith does not give up. As Peter said to Jesus, to whom else could we go? Even a disquieted soul hopes in God and predicts confidently, I will again praise him, my help and my God. You might say that praising God is a way of squaring up to reality. It's a way of recognizing that God has spread out the expanse of the heavens and dug the depths of the lakes and seas. How natural it is for the stars to want to shout their approval and the children of God to shout for joy. God has led Israel out of the house of bondage and has led Jesus out of Joseph's tomb. How fitting it is for us to find the long way of saying yes. God has been gracious to us at times when we weren't gracious to anybody. God has made his face to shine on us when our own light had just about gone out. So let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Praise is right and fitting for those who want to say yes to God's goodness. Second reason to praise God. God's goodness is so big in scope. There's a wideness in God's mercy. And remarkable, the psalmist wants not just Israel to say so, but also all the other peoples of the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Isn't that a little strange when you come to think about it? A little strange for Israel to want other peoples to praise Israel's God? Reminds me that on the program Saturday Night Live, the comedian Al Franken once complained that everybody was becoming so self-centered. Look, he said to the members of the audience, don't deny it. You're thinking about yourselves all the time. It's always got to be about you, doesn't it? Your success, your happiness, your image in the world. Well, said Franken, I'm sick of all this narcissism. I want you to quit thinking about yourselves all the time and start thinking about me, Al Franken. Does Israel ever sound a little like Al Franken? I mean, isn't it extraordinary that Israel calls the nations of the earth to praise God for what he has done for Israel? Psalm 47 says, clap your hands, all you people. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is awesome. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us. And the psalmist means that God gave Israel the land of Canaan. Clap your hands, all you peoples. I wonder whether this was one of the favorite psalms of the Midianites. How extraordinary that Israel calls the nations to applaud the way God has blessed her. Earlier this month, the University of Oregon thoroughly defeated the University of Michigan in football. Imagine the football coach at the University of Oregon appearing on national TV and saying, clap your hands, you peoples of Michigan. Shout to God with songs of joy, for the Lord has given us the victory. I suppose our interest in joining his celebration might be mild. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Can Israel seriously hope that the peoples of all the earth will answer Israel's call to praise Israel's God for Israel's blessedness? Isn't this a case of spectacular chutzpah? No. It's an example of spectacular faith. Israel believes in the covenant made with Abram. Israel believes that God will shine on the nations in the same way he has shone on Israel. God will bless the nations through Israel. If God has been merciful to slaves in Egypt and to wanderers in the wilderness, will God not also judge all the peoples with equity and guide the nations on earth? Yes, he will do it. Praise is the long way of saying yes. So let the nations shout and sing for joy. Let them be glad that the Savior of the nations has come. Let them be glad that the Holy Spirit has been poured out on all the nations. And let us Gentiles be glad that God has seen fit to share the harvest with people like us. Our God has gone up on high, so high that the shadow of his mercy can fall on all the nations of the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you, because there is a wideness in God's mercy. Third reason for praising God. It's just plain healthy for us to do it. Somebody described to me the other day a thoroughly angry man. His parents didn't love him. His daughters don't listen to him. His wife can't understand him. His boss doesn't appreciate him. And when he's out for a drive, other drivers don't pull off the road for him. Even when he gives them a hand signal, they ought to be able to recognize. All of this makes this man very angry. Nothing suits him. Nobody pleases him. Everybody's against him. Anger has worked its way so far into this man's sense of who he is in the world that if he were to let his anger drop, he wouldn't know who he is anymore. C.S. Lewis offers an antidote that he pulled right out of the Psalms. C.S. Lewis says in his Reflections on the Psalms that praise is inner health made audible. God wants our praise not because, you know, God's got some kind of a deal with us. Not as if he says, tell you what, you praise me and I'll make your corn grow. Not as if God wants our praise because his ego is weak and needs lots of shoring up from all around the globe. No, God wants our praise because it is so healthy for us to give it. Praise is inner health made audible. And unlike our angry friend, good Christian people find so much to praise. We are moral creatures. We are aesthetic creatures. We are not beyond good and evil, but we are right in the middle of it. And the Bible teaches us to cling to what's good and to hate what's evil. Part of the clinging is praise. Praising God attaches us to God in a wonderfully healthy way. I know this sounds unsophisticated to the sophists of the world. Dave Letterman may practice his slightly scornful, slightly mocking, slightly detached irony about anything and everything, but a Christian is more like a fresh-faced 9-year-old who is full of yeses. A 9-year-old who says yes to God and no to evil, yes to kindness and no to cruelty, yes to the Lord Jesus Christ and no to all the idols with which we have gotten fascinated. Yes to the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, who pours out his mercy on people like us. Spiritually healthy people are always finding reasons to praise. And so, when in our music God is glorified, adoration leaves no room for pride or resentment or envy or quarreling or strife. We praise God because it is right and fitting to do it, because there's a wideness in God's mercy, and because it is inner health made audible. So let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Amen.